You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Trying to stay warm here at the end of January, talking a little Cardinals baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch of Cardinals.com. And Jen, I popped up the website the other day. Colton Wong, he wants to bat leadoff. What's the story there? Is there some meat to this one? You think he'll end up in that top spot?
You know what? I think the Cardinals will give him a look in spring. I mean, you know, you have a lot of different factors here. I mean, the Cardinals have a leadoff hitter in Matt Carpenter, certainly been one of the best hitting from that spot over the last 3 years. You look at Matt Carpenter's on-base percentage, which is, you know, getting up bases really his bread and butter, that and working deep counts and doing well in deep counts. And so you kind of ask yourself, is it really worth the Cardinals trying to make a change when they have a guy at the top of the order who gets on so frequently? You know, the flip side of that, of course, is that Carpenter is coming off a season in which he led the team in home runs with 28. He led the team in RBIs. But you do wonder what he could offer if maybe put in more of a run production spot in the lineup. The problem to this point that the Cardinals have had is they haven't had a great leadoff option to replace Carpenter, which is why they've kept him in that top spot. So, you know, Colton Wong, very vocal recently at the Cardinals winter warm-up that he wants a chance to hit leadoff. I do think the Cardinals will give him some opportunities in spring to see what he can do there. But really, it's going to come down for Colton to his ability to get on base. I mean, you look at Matt Carpenter, his on-base percentage is, I believe, at 383 the last 3 years. Colton Wong hovers right around 300, and that's just not good enough for him to be a leadoff hitter. So, if he's able to get on base with more frequency, he would bring a little bit of pop to that spot. And again, you do think about kind of what Matt Carpenter could offer at different places in the lineup. Maybe it's a possibility, but you know, at some point, Colton Wong, it's going to have to be more than just words and kind of you know, his lobbying. He's going to have to prove again that he can get on base with more regularity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 300 on base is still below league average. I mean, it really doesn't cut muster. And meanwhile, it's one thing if he was even over, let's say, 320, 340. So when you're talking over 380 as an on-base percentage, it's tough for anybody to want to take somebody like that out of the leadoff spot.
Yeah, and that's really the dilemma that the Cardinals are in. Again, they do kind of dream of what Matt Carpenter could be, maybe as a number two hitter, even a number three hitter of this team. You know, I think they're going to explore maybe moving Matt Holliday in the lineup, something they haven't done over the last 4 years. But yeah, I mean, Colton Wong, you know, he did hit leadoff very well in the minors. But again, that being said, we just haven't seen the consistency from him month to month for him to necessarily profile yet as a top of the order guy. Now, he would bring some speed to that part of the lineup. You know, Matt Carpenter, very good base runner, very instinctual baseball player, but not necessarily your quickest. Maybe not your prototypical leadoff hitter in that regard. Colton Wong can steal 20 plus bases. But again, you can't steal bases unless you get on base. And to this point, Colton hasn't been able to do that with enough consistency for the Cardinals to feel like that's the move they want to make.
Yeah. Well, agreed. Let's see this. You know, Jed Jerko, we talked about the signing a little bit in the past, a versatile player. How do you see him fitting in and working out with this club?
Yeah, you know, and he hasn't gotten a lot of attention here. You know, so much of the offseason chatter here in St. Louis has been, you know, kind of what the Cardinals weren't able to do and, you know, their inability to sign Hayward or Price. And, you know, the Mike Leake signing certainly gained a lot of traction. I think that Jed Jerko trade that was made during the winter meetings with a swap for John Jay with the Padres, that could be a big piece for this team. I mean, you look at kind of what went wrong at the end of the season for the Cardinals last year. And I think the very top of that list was just the fact that so much of this club was fatigued and, you know, specifically how that affected the middle infielders, both Colton Wong and Johnny Peralta. Now, the Cardinals just didn't have good backup options at either of those positions for much of the year. They didn't believe that Pete Cosma could offer them anything offensively. You know, Greg Garcia was serviceable, but not necessarily great. And as a result, the Cardinals just kept sending both Peralta and Wong out there day after day after day. Quite frankly, by the end of the season, both were utterly exhausted. So that's something that the Cardinals, especially as you look at Johnny Peralta, about to be 34 this year, they want to prevent. Bringing in Jed Jerko is going to give them another option, an option with a little bit of power as well, to sub in if Colton needs a day off, if Peralta needs some time away. And, you know, also at the corner infield spots, he's an option there. So he's really protection. I think he's going to accrue a good number of at-bats, not necessarily at one single position, but he is going to be a pretty important piece, again, as the Cardinals want to rest up some of their veterans so that they're stronger late in the season.
All right, well, when we about this time of year, in fact, I was going to point out, next time you and I get together, it'll be the month of February, which means spring training, and it is right here upon us. So one of the exciting things about spring training is seeing some of those players coming up, right? And you may not see them contribute during the regular season, but you start getting excited about how they may fit in years to come. Who are a couple of prospects you think Cardinals fans will be keen to get a look at this spring?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start off with the obvious one, and that's Alex Reyes. You know, he's been atop their prospect list now for the last year. Right-handed pitcher, signed out of the Dominican Republic a few years ago. Power arm, you know, often compared to Carlos Martinez. I've actually heard some evaluators within the organization say potentially has even better, higher ceiling than Carlos Martinez. So, you know, that tells you what they think of Alex Reyes. The catch with him, of course, is that he was suspended in November for testing positive for what he says was a marijuana usage. So he will miss the first 6 weeks of the season this year. Had a terrific year last year, climbed up to AA by the end of the year. And, you know, really disappointing kind of what's happened since. The Cardinals thought that this was a guy that at some point this year would contribute on the major league team. Now, whether that would have been in a bullpen role or as a starter, you know, we didn't really know. But the fact that he's not going to be able to pitch until mid-May will certainly set him back. That's not to say he can't contribute at some point down the season, but again, a little bit of a lag start for him, and also cost him the opportunity to come to major league camp, so he'll be a part of the minor league program. But he remains the biggest arm in the system, and you know, right behind him is a guy named Jack Flaherty, who ranks number two on the Cardinals prospect list. First-round supplemental pick 2 years ago out of high school, so he's a little further behind than Alex Reyes. Just in that he's still developing, but had a very good year at Peoria last year. The Cardinals believe that he could be kind of a special pitcher. You know, we always talk about pitchers in this organization and the number of homegrown pitchers that they've had, and they do seem to have another nice crop on its way.
Well, yeah, and that's no shocker. What about some bats? Are there some young hitters maybe not too far off?
Yeah, you know, they probably are a little further off than the Cardinal fans would like. You know, your hitters, Piscotty and Grichuk, who we saw come up last year and make a statement, you know, they're really your best young hitters and kind of ready at this point. They do have a young outfielder, Sierra, Magnurius Sierra, but we're talking about a kid who was in low-level A-ball last year. So, again, a couple years away. Again, very special talent, somebody the Cardinals do believe can contribute. But no, when you kind of look at the Cardinals' top prospects right now that are close to major league ready, I think you're going to see more on the pitching side than the position player side. The position player side seems to be a little bit loaded down at the lower minor league levels at this point.
Hey, speaking of loaded, 61 spring training invitees. It's going to be a crowded camp down there in Jupiter.
Yeah, it is. And, it's an interesting mix. Obviously, the Cardinals going out and doing some minor league signings this winter to get some veteran depth options, particularly for some of their higher. Again, we talk about maybe them lacking some top position player talent at the high minor league levels, kind of supplement that with some other minor league signings. You will get a look at some prospects. Again, the fact that Alex Reyes won't be among them, a little bit of a disappointment to the Cardinals. But, you know, we also have Marco Gonzalez, who's going to be trying to make a comeback this year. I think he'll be an interesting guy to watch. Luke Weaver, a former first-round pick, will also be in Major League camp this year, so he'll really get a look from the Major League coaching staff. So, yeah, it'll be a crowded camp. You know, all this talk about the aging Cardinals, they're going to have a lot of young guys in camp too. So it is. You mentioned it's fun to watch kind of the prospect watch at this time of year. It's one of my favorite parts of spring training because it's the one time of year that I get to see a lot of these young kids play. And, there's a lot at stake for them, not just those who want to make the Major League roster, but certainly those who want to get noticed maybe for future consideration.
Hey, and hopefully they're good quotes, and they give you plenty of interesting stories to write, too. If they can fill a notebook for you, then go get them.
That's of utmost importance. By the time you get to days, 45, 46, 47, you got to rely on some guys to help you out. So young players usually love to talk, which is great, and some of them have some fascinating stories to tell. So look forward to that.
Yeah, well, I look forward to talking to you again. And that's where, until then, enjoy the rest of January.
Well, thanks so much, Dave.
All right. Jim Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.